This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives is holding an emotional debate as it prepares to vote to impeach President Donald Trump for inciting insurrection last week when thousands of his supporters stormed the Capitol in a riot that left five people dead. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
For the second time in 13 months, House Democrats are arguing for President Trump's removal, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying he incited an armed rebellion at the Capitol.
He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
Republicans like Jim Jordan argue this is simply Democrats continuing an obsession with canceling the president.
We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, one week before he leaves office.
It's unclear how impeachment may move in the Senate. A GOP strategist says Republican leader Mitch McConnell believes the president did commit impeachable offenses and told donors this weekend he's through with the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of Human Rights Watch said on Wednesday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should bring fundamental change to American policy on human rights and allow criminal investigations of President Donald Trump to show that the president is not above the law. Kenneth Roth lamented what he called 4 years of Trump's indifference and often hostility to human rights.
His flouting of human rights at home and his embrace of friendly autocrats around the world severely eroded U.S. credibility on human rights.
Roth's comments came as Human Rights Watch issued its annual World Report 2021 that chronicles concerns about human rights in more than 100 countries around the world.